I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello. And this is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. Well, the summer's drawing to an end, and for kids, that means back to the classroom.
Kate, what do you remember about the first day of school?
I remember my first day of first grade dress. It was like this little Holly Hobby dress with orange flowers and a white bib and a little bow on it and Buster Brown shoes. How about you?
I have no idea. How do you remember that?
I don't know.
But I think I must have worn clothes, and I know that they had grass stains by the end of the day. And I remember being excited, though, if that counts.
Yes, that totally counts. Well, Traverse City teacher Minda Nyquist is getting ready for her first day, too, and I don't know what she's going to wear, but she has an added challenge. It's her first year running the theater program at Traverse City West High School. And her predecessor, Christy Bach, ran the prestigious program for 18 years. She's a tough act to follow.
This whole theater, the entire program, she built from the ground up.
A lot of schools are cutting arts programs entirely. In fact, a teacher who teaches only theater is a pretty rare bird these days.
This is one of those positions where you have that kind of creativity and the interest and the support of the community.
So, armed with extensive notes from Christy, Minda's ready for school with some first day butterflies.
So I think it's more of just getting started and getting the kids back into the school, getting to know them, their personalities. But it's really just getting my feet in the door and getting started with the students that I'm most anxious and excited about.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
Kate, we've talked to a theater teacher. Let's meet somebody who teaches music. Margaret Pearson says music is an essential part of a happy life. And from what we've heard, Margaret's music class rocks. Sarah Carr has this profile.
Margaret Pearson uses the simplest of instruments to teach students how to make music, voices and rocks. With 35 years of teaching under her belt, Pearson is a firm believer that anyone can become a musician, anywhere, anytime.
Always assume everybody's got this wonderful gift. You never discount anybody. They've all got, even if they're just going to be singing, especially if they're just going to be singing to their babies.
She teaches in a corner of the busy cafeteria at Traverse City Christian Academy each morning. The space is crowded, the acoustics are bad. But that doesn't stop her from leading kids in song. Pearson tries hard to reach even her most reluctant young musicians. Shy students, homeless students, jocks, cool kids, blind kids, kids who can't hold the tune, kids who can't hear. With athletic boys, Pearson knows she has to keep class active.
I would say that my boys just need to know we're going to be moving. We're sitting right now, but it's not always going to be still. Don't worry, we'll be moving. I will challenge you. And they get to the point where they trust me.
Pearson's even used drawing to help bring students closer to music. She once asked a shy Ukrainian student to sketch out what he thought was happening during a movement in the symphonic suite Scheherazade when the hero's ship crashes into cliffs. The boy sketched an umbrella with an upside-down boat falling out of it.
That was like a door opening for his relationship with me because I could just, wow, look what you've taken this, look what you've taught me about how to draw.
Pearson divides her time between Traverse City Christian and Blair Elementary. She teaches students that instruments can be found everywhere. Some of the kids will never be able to afford their own. So with a class of fourth graders one morning, she hauls out a big bag with an unexpected instrument inside.
What I'd like you to be able to do is take something you already have at home that might not be considered musical.
Then she teaches them how to make music with heavy rubber balls. They stand in a circle, throwing bounce passes in tempo.
One pass, two.
Pearson always loved music class. She has vivid memories of her fourth grade strings teacher in suburban Minneapolis.
He just always instilled the passion would go, he'd just load us up in his car and we'd go perform at nursing homes. He was always combining the human part.
Today, her class offers something that's increasingly rare in a nation obsessed with academic standards and testing, a measure of creative freedom. Someday, in the not-too-distant future, Pearson might be evaluated partly on her students' test score growth. It's a trend across the country. Even music teachers aren't immune. It's not something she looks forward to.
You're dealing with a human being, and you want to create a human being that's healthy and that's happy and that's going to be able to contribute to your society. And that is the part of evaluations that's disappointing to me, because that's not part of a student growth. Growth is as a human. And I'll just continue to do what I can to help that be understood.
For now, she can find consolation in one big change. For the first time in her 14 years teaching at Blair, Pearson has her own classroom, a permanent home for her trove of instruments.
I have resonator bells, tone bells. I have a number of auxiliary percussive instruments.
With a separate music classroom, kids can more easily try blowing into a didgeridoo or rapping a glockenspiel. But the truth is that they don't actually need this room. Because they've been studying with Miss Pearson, these kids can coax music out of rocks. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Sarah Carr.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens.
Michael Culler produced the show. We had help from Daniel Wanchura. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello. See you in school.
Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree, we will rest upon the ground and